Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gillian Downs-Allen, graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September the 4th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate made special note of a donation made by the founder and president of the American Aid Society, Mr. Hilbert Wilkinson, to the residents of St. Andrew. The Barbadian by birth and resident of the United States of America for over three decades presented clothing and funds. This was not an isolated incident, as Mr. Wilkinson and other West Indians residing in the diaspora had done similarly in other Caribbean countries such as Jamaica, St. Kitts, Nevis, Antigua, and Trinidad. Fundraising was done through the hosting of dances, and the proceeds were utilized in the purchasing of clothes and foodstuff. During the presentation in St. Andrew, over 100 persons swarmed the Belle Plaine Community Center. Mr. Wilkinson was greeted by Mrs. Ermy Bourne, the senior member for the parish, whom he had previously met in 1947. It was during that visit to the island that she had broached the matter of the conditions within St. Andrew and made an appeal to him for some assistance. Mrs. Bourne lauded his and the other West Indians' effort in bringing about some relief to those residents in need from within the parish of St. Andrew. However, Mr. Wilkinson's donation fell short, as he had provided for approximately a dozen persons, and the number present far exceeded that. He stated, "This afternoon it is impossible for everyone to get clothing. However, since I have seen the conditions, I will send more goods to this district than to any other district of the island." Nevertheless, those who had not received clothes at that time were consoled by the money they received. He also assured the crowd that another donation of clothing would be forthcoming during the Christmas holidays. Mrs. Bourne appealed to the crowd for orderly conduct during the distribution of the items. The clothes were distributed among the men first, followed by the women, and lastly, the money to those remaining.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.